The gospel reading today is we hear about our Lord appearing to his apostles as they're out fishing. We are told at the very end of the gospel that this was the third time that our Lord had appeared to his apostles after having risen from the dead. Now you think about just the confusion that the apostles were going through at that point. Jesus had died, now he's risen. What are they supposed to do? Who are they? What is this all about? You would think that it would have been an immediate kind of thing. Jesus rose from the dead. They saw him. They ate with him. They get it. No, they went up to Galilee and went fishing. They still didn't quite understand. They knew that he had risen from the dead, but I'm sure that they were still reeling. And we're talking about all these events in just a matter of days that had taken place and what that would have done to them. And so again, we even look at that point of the resurrection and that they still wouldn't quite have understood. At least they wouldn't have understood what this meant for them and what it meant for us. Once they understood, then they went out and preached. Because they recognize that it was through his resurrection that life is given to all of us. But they didn't understand that yet. They could rejoice in his resurrection. They could rejoice for him. But they didn't yet understand what it meant for us. And so the real question then that all of us have to ask is, do I understand what that means for me? Great that Jesus rose from the dead, that's wonderful for him, but what does that mean for me? And we've talked about that. It means that he is the Christ, the Messiah. It is the evidence, the ultimate proof that he is the one that God had promised. Remember, God said through the prophet Amos that he will do nothing on earth without first telling his servants, the prophets. Show me in Scripture where there is anyone else who is foretold. There isn't. Buddha's not foretold. Zoroaster's not foretold. Whomever can name anybody, they're not foretold. God promised that he was going to send his son. He told us what was going to happen to his son. So anyone, again, can say that they're the Son of God. Prove it becomes the point. So he did. But now the question is, what does that mean? It means that the Son of God took our sins onto himself and he nailed them to the cross, as St. Paul said. It means that the Son of God has risen from the dead, and in rising from the dead he has destroyed life and given life to our souls. It means that the Son of God, who has united us to himself through baptism, has opened the way for us to have eternal life. That's what this is all about. It means that everything has changed. Everything that was different before the resurrection has now completely changed. And that's the point we have to look at in ourselves. Has it changed for me? What does it really mean for me? We could look at it tragically and say, well, that happened 2,000 years ago, that's nice. It's not just about what happened 2,000 years ago, it's what's happening right now. Because the death and resurrection of Christ continue. Yes, they happened physically 2,000 years ago, they continue mystically at every single Mass. And it is applied to our souls. So this isn't an event that doesn't affect us. In fact, it defines us. It affects us intrinsically. But do we allow it to? That's the real question. So the reality is there. But the question has to do with our response. That's what our Lord is holding out to us. So just as St. Peter could call to those people around him in Jerusalem on Pentecost and tell them, "You put to death the author of life." We have to look at it and say, it's our sins that did that. Yeah, we can point the finger at the Romans, we could point the finger at the high priest. We need to point the finger back at ourselves. I put him to death. My sins did that. But his death brought about the forgiveness of my sins. And his resurrection brings new life to my soul. It changes everything. Not just a little bit, completely. So Peter called the people to repent. He called the people to receive the Lord. And that's what he's calling us to do as well. Not just to give him, yeah, okay, he did that, that's nice. To open our hearts and receive him, to allow him in and to change our lives, so that what he did for us on the cross, what he continues to do for us at Mass, can actually be applied to our souls, not to be kept at an arm's distance, but to change our hearts, to change our lives, to fill us with his life and his love. That's why he did this. That's what he is waiting for from us. He is making the offer, the invitation. He's waiting for us to respond. And perhaps we have already to some degree. But maybe we're still being a little stingy and not opening our hearts all the way. Then he continues to call and to invite, because we're to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, not just some of it or even most of it, but all. That's what he did for us. He poured out everything because he loves us absolutely and perfectly. And that's the way he wants us to love him.